Father, in Jesus' name we come. And oh, we come singing gladly, thanksgiving, rejoicing. Lord, you made the way. Praise your name. God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord, for this precious time. Thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you, Lord, that you're the encourager. Thank you, God, you're the shield and the buckler. Thank you, Lord, that your name is the high tower where we run into it and are safe. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that is upon the doorposts. Thank you, God, that we are accepted in the beloved. Thank you, God, we're called the elect of you. Thank you again for your encouragement to us. May we look up, because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to head on over to Psalm 127. And we'll be in some different scriptures as we go this morning, and thanking God again for this precious word. Psalm 127, and we'll read from verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Did you hear that? I want to make sure we all heard that. It's vain. It's empty for you to rise up early and worry, to sit up late and stew about it, to eat the bread of sorrows, hang your head. He giveth his beloved sleep. Worrying is not going to change a thing. Worrying is not going to achieve a thing. And instead of worrying, praise the Lord, isn't it marvelous? Here we're encouraged to trust God and go to sleep. Trust God and enter into the rest of God. I remember a sweet time. My precious oldest brother, John. He knew his little brother was having quite a hard time. I was worried. I was stewing over something. I remember him looking at me. He said, "Your worrying isn't going to change a thing. It's not doing you any good. How about trust God, brother? How about trust God, brother? And he is the God that works it out for our good." I remember back on these steps one time as well. Monumental times come upon us, brothers and sisters. And I'll tell you what, God speaks to his children constantly. The issue is, and the problem is, oftentimes we're not listening. But we need to hear him. His sheep know his voice. And I thank God we have a precious elder that's now in heaven, Brother McLamb. And I'll tell you what, I was coming up these steps one time. Low as low could be. Almost couldn't even get up the next step because I was so consumed with worry and fret. And it was regarding my business at that time. I walked by him, didn't even know really it was him. And all I could hear him say as he walked past me, "As far as I know, son, God is still on the throne." I'll tell you what, there's only about 7 steps back over here. Before I hit step number 5, I was on my knees crying out to God. And hallelujah, I was encouraged in a moment of time. Faith came in and took away the worry. How wonderful is that? Now Jesus reveals this all over the word. But turn with me, if you will, over to Matthew chapter 9. Jesus so sweetly revealed this in the belly of a boat. And I mean, excuse me, Matthew chapter 8. And let's just go ahead and read from verse 23 of Matthew chapter 8. It says, "And when Jesus was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But Jesus was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose, and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. There's a storm about many a boat today. And I thank God that Jesus, as man, always showed us where all the peace and confidence of everything is. That's right there for us too. Put your confidence in the Father. Put your confidence in the things of God. I thank the Lord that the word, when it speaks, it always calms the storm. By the grace of God, if there was ever a time, let the word of God speak through your vessel and let it calm every storm. I think back to that sweet prophet. Turn on over to 2 Kings chapter 6. Time and time again, God shows us these things in the precious word of God. 2 Kings chapter 6, this prophet, his name's Elisha. He had a servant. And the enemy was out to destroy the word of God, just like the enemy is out to destroy the word of God. But let me tell you something about the enemy out to destroy the word of God. He can't. He never will. And I thank the Lord, our precious Lord, showed him that so many times. But especially when the Spirit led our precious Savior out to the wilderness. The Spirit led him out there to be tempted of the enemy. And I thank the Lord that just the same thing today, the devil is always defeated. It is written. He cannot stand against the word of God. Don't give him any credence. Always stand on the promises of God. But here we have this servant and this prophet. They're surrounded by the enemy. And let's go ahead and begin reading from verse 15 of the 6th chapter of 2 Kings. And it says, And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And Elisha answered him, Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The prophet was as calm as he could be. The word of God is always calm. The word of God is always at rest. Praise the Lord. The servant thought, I'm sure, as we can perceive here, Elisha, why aren't you worrying? Look what's out there. And praise be to God. The prophet looked immediately to the word of God. Father, let his eyes see what mine see. And the Lord revealed that the mountains about them were filled with the Lord's horses and chariots of fire. Hallelujah. Now, vision is everything. Where we have our eyes looking is everything. And the question is, are we caught up into man's, and it's not just limited, are we caught up into man's pitiful reality? Or are we looking through the eyes of the Word of God to God's infinite possibility? It says in the Word of God that with God all things are possible. Do we really believe that? Do we believe that nothing is hard for God? I pray we do. Lord, increase our faith. I thank the Lord if there was ever a time to stand on the promises, it's now. And do you realize that those same horses and those same chariots of fire are around about us today? And I'll tell you what, if you don't believe me, I'll tell you a little story. And I thank God I can testify of this in my life, and I'm sure many of God's precious people can too. But about 25 years back, I had a business. And that day, I was back in my office. And the way that the offices worked was we had the receptionist out front, and the offices kept going back. We had offices here and offices there, and we had a hallway that went all the way back. And at the back of that office was my office. And here came this woman kind of barging in, and Tammy was right with her. And the first thing out of Tammy's mouth was, Mr. Odorsio, I'm sorry. And then the lady started to speak. And she says, And then she stopped. And she just looking and gazing at me and gazing around me, she says, do you see all those angels of fire around you? Do you see all those angels of fire around you? And as I was sitting there in that chair, and all I could do was smile. I didn't know that woman. I'd never seen that woman. And she had told us afterwards, she said, I was just walking by. I needed to do something in this big office building, but the Lord told me to come in this office. And he told me to go all the way back to the back of that office. And I thank God and I rejoice. And I tell you this, that wasn't the only time that God did that in my life. I thank God that he's shown me many times. I think I mentioned another one, a time that I wasn't using a lot of wisdom. These ones were going to cause harm to me. My mother was sitting in the car, and I was out in my own goodness trying to help these people. But I took them to a hotel to pay for their hotel. And I did not realize that they didn't want that room. They were seeking something else. I got out of that car, and it was late at night. And these men started getting out of the van. And the one man walked up to me, and I knew that he was going to cause me harm. I knew that really I was in the presence of death. Not trying to exaggerate something, it was just a fact. And I remember that guy, as he reached into his coat, he stopped. And he yelled out, I can't do this, I can't do this. And he ran back in there with those other men, and they drove away. My mother, as she looked from the car window as I got back in that car, she said, honey, there was a circle of fire around you. Now let me tell you something, and I can tell you this in all sincerity to God. Please receive this. I am not special. I thank God. It's the love of God that is the same for you, and it's the same for me. And that's what's special. It's the love of God. It's just that, you know what? He loves us. And I'll tell you, he said, I love you, and I'm just not going to forsake you. So that's the way it's going to be. This was the same God, hallelujah, that was right back there for Elisha and all those fathers of faith and those precious, I will say, mothers of faith as well too. They believed God, and it was counted unto them for righteousness. Hebrews chapter 11, how wonderful to see time and time again all of those wondrous, we call them miracles, but it's just the faithfulness of God. It's just who God is and what he does. It was all by faith. It wasn't by works. It wasn't by anything that they could merit. It wasn't by anything that they could conjure up. Just as God told Israel, I chose you because I love you. And just like he's done with you, he chose you because he loves you. Now, can we just get over it? and believe that we have the same God today? Can we believe him that times change, but he doesn't change? Can we believe him as Jesus Christ himself, as they thought that they were going to have their way with him, even in the crucifixion? Do we realize that Jesus was the one that held the cross together, that held the nails together? By him all things were made, and by him all things consist. He had to give up the ghost. They could not take his life from him. Know this. Know how powerful is our God. And I love how he said, don't you realize that I could call 12 legions of angels? That's not just 10,000, that's probably more like 100,000. Well, let me tell you something. He's got those 100,000 angels prepared and readied for you today. God help us to receive it. The word of the Lord in Philippians chapter 4. Turn there if you will. Isn't he faithful? Isn't he faithful? Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. What a wonderful encouragement. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Did you hear that? Prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. You won't understand it. I don't often, but that's just what God does. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Be anxious for nothing. So I think it's time. Let's be. Amen. Let's be. Let's be still. Let's be holy. Let's be encouraged. And let's be anxious for nothing. Let's be prayerful. Amen? Let's be hopeful, full of hope. Shouldn't we be abounding in hope by the Holy Ghost? Praise his name. Amen? Shouldn't we be bountiful and bountiful and faithful in believing that he will deliver us? I love this. He's the Lord thy God that delivers me out of all my trouble. I'm going to own my trouble today. And I'm going to tell God, you're the Lord thy God that delivers me out of all my trouble. You got trouble? Let him deliver you. He's right there. Hallelujah. He's got you. He's already made the way of escape. I hope you're running around your family room or wherever you're at right now. You shouldn't be sitting down. Hallelujah. Now, the thing is we need to get there right now, don't we? Amen. We need to get into that vein of believing and that thankfulness to God. And how you get there is call out in Jesus' name. Lord, deliver me out of all my trouble. And then praise God, then go to sleep. Amen. Don't take that thing back. He delivered you from it. Don't go pick up that dead thing. I love how we've been encouraged time and time again with that. Praise his name. Lay it down and don't pick it back up. Lay aside all them weights of indifference. Lay them aside. Set them aside so that you can run and run well. But brothers and sisters, are we in that vein of peace? Amen? That peace that passes all understanding right now. Not anxious, but praying. Not anxious, but truly by his grace, standing on the promises of God. They're saying, how many verses should we sing? Sing them all. Are you sure? Sing them again. Why are you stopping? This is the time to stand on the promises of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But see, praying, believing, with thankfulness. God help us to quicken in heart. Let's not pray murmuring. Let's not do that. And if it is a murmured prayer, Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come in, Lord Jesus. Let me thank God as I pray. Brothers and sisters, we all have problems. We all have problems, but thank God, hallelujah, that you go to the one in his name that knows all your problems. And not only does he know all your problems, by the grace of God, if you believe in ordered steps, I'm going to tell you something. He gave them to you. He knew what it took. He knew precisely. Go back and read and listen to last Sunday's sermon. The perfection of the love of God in your life. How intimate and detailed it is. It's a good one. But I thank God that we go to the one that not only knows our problem, we go to the one that's already solved and made the way of escape out of our problem. How could we not go to him thanking him today? Lord, increase my faith. Amen. I know my flesh don't want to do that, but I'll tell you what, there's a new man in me, and he's renewed day by day in that mind, quickened by the word of his grace. Hallelujah. But let's just bring this in today. Let's turn on over to Numbers chapter 21. Isn't it wonderful we come together? It's all about the Bible. Why would I want to give you a gooey thought or some type of false encouragement when we can rejoice and encourage one another in the truth that abides forever? Praise his name. But in Numbers chapter 21, oh my, those children in the wilderness. God led out Israel there from the Red Sea out of Egypt. And man, I'll tell you, they never got it. They were looking for one act after another act after another act. And when you're looking for God to do acts in your life and perform miracles, you'll return back to murmuring. But when you really begin to understand that God loves you and has a perfect plan for you, and in his faithfulness he afflicts you, you'll begin to have a praise continually. Yes, there will be sorrow, but the joy is always going to be there. And hallelujah, how he brings that in the morning. But here in Numbers 21, God got a little bit fed up with the murmuring and the rebuke. And he set something on the people. So let's read from verse 5. And the people spake against God. And the people spake against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Did you bring us out of Egypt? All of that slavery you brought us out of, did you just bring us out here to die? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Oh my. God shows them miracles and they complain. But that's just like us. But for God. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. I read this and I think this is very timely, brothers and sisters. I believe that this virus that we have is like a snake. And it's bit the world. And you know what? I will just say maybe it's bit you a bit in fear. But I'll ask each and every one of us, are we looking to the cross? Are we looking to the one, praise God, the Lamb of God, that the Lord gave for us freely? That thanks be to God that all power is in the blood that flowed freely from Calvary. Are we looking to the one that it says, by his stripes ye are healed? Do we believe the Lord to truly call those things which be not as though they were? I'll tell you today, let that salvation be new for you every day. Look to the cross, praise God. Be healed, whatever it is. Look to the cross, be made whole, hallelujah, whatever it is. To be strengthened in the things of God. I thank the Lord as we were encouraged as we started out today. There's no reason to get up early and worry. There's no reason to sit up late and just worry. There's no reason to just go around your house and go, oh, woe is me. No. God giveth his beloved that rest, that sleep. There is a rest for the people of God. And I thank the Lord. He said, freely enter in. Freely enter in. And it's all the same way, by faith. So brothers and sisters, thanks be to God today. We enter in the name of Jesus, by faith. And in that believing, I thank the Lord that he that is faithful and true, that he that has begun the good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Lord, your word is always rich. Lord, we ask that it would work effectually, as you said, in us who believe. Lord, it does. And by the power of your Spirit, may it just be turned on in every home this morning. God, may there be a renewed joy and a happiness, God, and a rejoicing, Lord Jesus. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. God, bring faith to your people. Lord, just sweep over every household, God. Let them know that, Lord, your hand is upon the household. God, that these are perfect, before ordained good works, that we should walk therein. And as the Apostle Paul said, don't think it strange, this fiery trial that's come to try you. Oh my, God, we're your jewels, we're your gold, silver, and precious stone, and we're coming forth more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. I thank you for the brethren. I thank you, God, that we've gathered today in Jesus' name. The Lord, that time and space and location, it's nothing to God. And I thank the Lord in Jesus' name. We have gathered here today, and he is present with us. Thank you for the faithfulness and the encouragement that only your Son can bring. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.